Our Old Testament lesson this morning is an obituary. An obituary is a notice of death with a little... Excuse me, Phyllis.
What did they do?
We blocked you out, didn't we? I'm sorry. There.
That's okay.
Nothing personal. We always have a place for you, and it's right here. I don't know how that happened. An obituary is a notice of death. It is got the essential information of the person's life. It's got the date of birth and the date of death, the place of birth and the place of death, and a little information about the person's life. So you can imagine on page 4 of the newspaper, you open it up and it says, Moses, no last name, born near the River Nile in Egypt, raised in Pharaoh's household, became a fugitive in the desert, saw God in a burning bush, returned to Egypt to lead his people out of slavery and guided them in the desert for 40 years. He died in the country of Moab and he was buried there last Thursday. His funeral will last for 30 days. That's the obituary. It seems really unfair, you know, that Moses was able to go up on Mount Nebo and look over the Jordan River into the Promised Land, but he was not allowed to go into the Promised Land. God did not allow him to go in. I mean, he had led the people for 40 years through the desert, and he was so close, so he could see it out there. But God would not let him enter. Mount Nebo is just to the east of the Jordan River, and when you go up on the mountain, you can look across the valley there, the Jordan Valley, to the entire country of Israel, spread out from north to south. So it's a wonderful vantage place. You can see the Promised Land. God didn't allow him to go into the Promised Land, but he did allow him to look at it before he died. God said to him, "This is the land I promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, that I would give it to your descendants." Moses had been faithful. He had done everything that God had commanded him to do. He had brought the people across the Red Sea. Of course, he had faced Pharaoh first, brought the people across the Red Sea. He had dealt with lack of water, lack of food, the complaints of the people. He had gone up Mount Sinai to bring down the Ten Commandments. He had done everything God had commanded him to do, but he could not go into the Promised Land. And I wonder how he felt up there as he climbed Mount Nebo and looked out across to the Promised Land. Did he feel a little regretful and maybe a little jealous of those who could go in, that he had worked so hard and was unable to go to the Promised Land? Did he feel grateful just to be able to get to this point in his life and to look out there and see it? Maybe he just felt tired and was ready to let go. Or maybe he felt some pride and satisfaction that he had brought the people to this point and that he knew that they were going to go in to the Promised Land, knowing that he had been faithful and that he had a legacy that he was going to be able to give to the people. Well, this story reminds me that someday I will die. And the day after my funeral, life will go on as it always has. People will get up in the morning and they will go to work and the stores will be open and the highways will be full and somebody else will be hiking the trails in Olympic National Park and not me. My family will go on, my sons, my grandchildren, if I ever get any. My nieces and nephews and their children. And I look across the Jordan River of my life and I wonder, what is it going to be like? What is the future going to be like after I'm gone? What will the future be like for my family and for my friends and those I care about, for my country? Will there be prosperity and safety? Will there be, will democracy survive? And what about climate change? What's the climate going to be like? I have a lot of questions about what it's going to be like after my descendants cross the Jordan River. Our psalm today, Psalm 90, reminds us that life is short. The psalmist says to God, 1,000 years in your sight is like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You sweep us away like a dream. We fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered. Isn't that true? I think back on my life, all the things that I have done, how I dropped out of college and hitchhiked around and worked in the woods and worked at a shipyard and got married and had a family and at the age of 41 finally found my calling. And I look back on my life and I think of all the mistakes I made, foolish things I did, and really how immature I was back in those days. And I realize in many ways I had to go through all those things. I had to make those mistakes. God sort of led me through all that. And God was there guiding me and protecting me all that time. And God will be with me as I go on, too. When I get up on my Mount Nebo and I look ahead and think about my legacy, what is it that I'm leaving behind after I die? I remember what my dad said. He said, always leave the campsite better than you found it. And am I leaving this world a better place than I found it? If I were to be judged by Jesus' words in the gospel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself, how would I come out? What's my legacy? When Moses looked out over the Jordan River, he knew that Joshua was going to take his place and lead the people in there. He had mentored Joshua, he had taught him, he had laid his hands on him to give him his spirit. So he was confident that Joshua was going to carry on where he left off. He knew that the people would go into the promised land, even if he wouldn't. You remember that speech that Martin Luther King gave the night before he was assassinated. He said, I have been up to the mountain, and I have seen the promised land. He said, I may not go in, but I know that our people are going to go into the promised land. He left a legacy for the future. Well, what's our legacy? I think a lot of our legacy is in our relationships, the relationships with our family and our loved ones, the relationships that we leave behind that we have nurtured with our friends, the way we have served our country, and the way we have participated in our church. St. Anthony's is a big part of the legacy that we leave behind. You know, it's a good thing every so often to climb up on the mountain and to look back at our lives and to look forward into the future. There's a beautiful spiritual that comes out of this passage of Scripture. Swing low, sweet chariot. And in this song, people are looking out across the Jordan River to heaven, which is the other way to look at this passage, that As we cross the Jordan River, we're going into the promised land of God, which we think of as heaven. Spiritual says, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Amen.